There is something frightfully motivating about putting yourself at the edge of utter destruction. When you have invested every ounce of energy you have in your mission, and the odds still look like you are going to be a loser. When you have no money, you're out of time, and you've failed so many times that you're beginning to doubt yourself. You're just about to lose it all. And despite your frayed emotions and physical pain, you might be in the best possible position of your life. Mike Weaver took up boxing in the swamps of Vietnam in the early 1970s. Not yet 20 years old, the young Marine found the training deeply inspiring and threw himself into it with a passion. He lost his first fight as an amateur, though. His opponent, Dwayne Bobick, was a future superstar who would fight in the 1972 Olympics. But after leaving the Marines in Vietnam far behind, Weaver moved to California, where he would train to the point of exhaustion. And it didn't go unnoticed. He quickly became a favorite sparring partner for Muhammad Ali. While he lacked finesse, his chiseled physique and unique stamina tested the abilities of the more talented boxers he sparred with. For the next decade, Weaver would languish in obscurity, the punching bag of more capable superstars. He would lose 6 of his first dozen fights, but he showed promise. Despite his lack of skills, he wasn't losing as quickly as the experts thought he should be. He seemed to be sticking around longer and longer in each fight, sometimes just barely losing in the late rounds. March 3rd, 1980. Mike Weaver walked into the Stokely Athletic Center in Knoxville, Tennessee to fight against the undefeated John Tate for the WBA heavyweight title of the world. Tate was a star amateur boxer who fought in the 1976 Olympics and quickly amassed a 20-0 record as a professional. In sensational form, he had captured the heavyweight title from Gary Coetzee in South Africa in front of almost 100,000 of Coetzee's fans. Tate made quick work of Weaver. He was fighting 25 pounds heavier than Weaver and moved effortlessly throughout the first 10 rounds, smashing Weaver with wicked jabs and a brutal right hand. Weaver had never had to finish a 15-round fight before. He had always finished the fight much earlier, either losing or knocking his opponent out, and the fatigue was evident. As the bell for round 15 sounded, Tate glided around the ring, minutes away from victory. But Weaver pressed the fight. Knowing that the only chance for a win was a knockout, he picked up the tempo. The announcer ringside made the note that Weaver seemed to fight harder in the 15th round than in the 5th. He was desperate. After a decade of getting his head punched in, quite literally, Weaver was fighting in the title match, and he wasn't prepared to go away quietly. His arms felt like rubber, but he kept swinging. With 40 seconds left in the match, Weaver hit John Tate with a left hook that knocked him cold. Against all odds, Weaver would become the heavyweight boxing champion of the world and create one of the greatest boxing stories in history. Because he almost lost it all. He was in the position where success was the only option. There is a point where you've been pushed too far, when you just get mad about the odds that are stacked against you. It might seem like playing it safe is the smart way to go. It might seem like holding back is the best way to have more energy for later. It might seem like bold moves are taking you to too risky of a place. But the edge of destruction is where you find the courage to fight for you. If you don't almost lose it all, you probably won't have the courage to fight for it all. It's just too easy, otherwise, to be average.